Stuart Candy just saying GG's Laquita score a very courageous win here at Tattersalls Park. She has a future.
Yeah, I think she does. She's always showing a little bit, but we've always had in the back of our mind the breed's a bit of a later developer, so we haven't pushed her. And it's just every time we've asked something of her, she's given it. So, yeah, really wrapped.
Well, her debut run, she went third, and probably another five strides she would have won the race. But she seems to have just taken a lot from that first run, from what she's shown today.
Yep, she's just taken huge steps since that run. The breed's a little bit hot-headed, and she seems to have kept her head and just really thrived on her racing. So,
well, she settled really well under Rassett Yetemova today. You know, she was really racing with her head and her chest to the corner. The leader sort of kicked away. Were you ever worried that they may have let the leader get too far in front?
No, I was happy there was good pace on. I thought she might, jumping from the 11 up to the 14, I thought otherwise she might over race a bit, but he rode her a treat, and he's really riding beyond his years, really, and he's a good mate, so it's just, yeah, a really good thing.
All right, the filly gives the impression that she might even get further. Would you consider targeting a race like the 1,000 Guineas with her?
Look, if she pulls up okay and talk to Paul and Elizabeth, but from what we've seen so far, I can't see why if she keeps on taking the steps towards that, we wouldn't have a crack at it.
Would you say without question that she is one with the most potential at the moment of the gears that are in your stable?
For the size of horse and being a filly by that stallion, she does a huge job, and if she keeps taking the steps, she should turn into a really good horse.
Well done, Stuart.
Thank you, Pete.